The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And we're talking about men's health now because Men's Health Week starts on Monday. And there's a push this year to get men discussing their health and to stop ignoring the symptoms of illness. I'm joined now in the studio by consultant urologist at St. Vincent's University Hospital and the Mater, David Galvin. David, you're very welcome to the programme. Are men still ignoring symptoms?
I would argue probably not as much as they were, but there still is a stigma. Men still have a problem with communicating, especially attending GPs. So for example, we did a call out there. We were involved in a prostate cancer screening pilot study in Ireland that's active across Europe. And we sent out some 10,000 invitations to men to get involved in getting their prostate checked for potentially for prostate cancer. And 5 out of 6 didn't answer the call. So, I mean, that's maybe a testament.
Okay,
we need
to
do a little bit, a little bit more better on messaging and advertising and getting men engaged. There's a lot of work to do in that regard.
So you describe what you do as being like the equivalent for men as a gynecologist would be for women.
Yes,
I think that's a fair
representative. Yeah, so I suppose we'd be the advocate for men's health a lot of the time. There are 5 cancers that urologists look after, 3 of which are solely in the domain of men. You know, we're talking prostate, testis and penile cancer. So we look after those as specialists, but we also look after kidney and bladder cancers. And those 2 cancers also have a preponderance for men as well. So we would become very engaged in men's health and advocating for our patients. I've become involved in the Movember Foundation. I just wanted to give them a shout out. And they've produced a fantastic report called The Real Face of Men's Health that was published last November. And it's really a study on and a research study on all of the aspects of improving men's health. And they wanted us to mention that up to 40% of men die early and from preventable diseases. So there's a huge amount can be done to engage men, obviously, in their health.
Just tells you that over their lifetime, men are just not paying as much attention to their general health, perhaps, as women.
Well, I'm sure it's multifactorial as well. You know, there's lots of aspects to it in terms of engaging early. Men, for various reasons, traditionally been breadwinners, maybe working, a lot of them in very heavy jobs, workload and so on, physicality jobs, and a lot of those will take their toll. But there's a lot of genetics as well involved as well. And obviously some people will have more preponderance for heart disease within their family and so on. But cancer and heart disease are probably the 2 more areas that we can focus on and being preventable illnesses. And certainly, you know, if you look at prostate cancer, it's the number 1 cancer in men and it's the 2nd leading cause of cancer death in men. So that's a preventable disease because we have a blood test that can detect it early. So we're always trying to encourage men to engage in that sort of an aspect.
So that's, with prostate cancer, it's not a case of men ignoring the symptoms, or is it? Is it easy to ignore early symptoms?
Well, the thing about prostate cancer is it's all detectable very early by a blood test.
But you mightn't have any symptoms.
9 out of 10 men who present, and we did a study called IPCOR here in Ireland, and 9 out of 10 who present or are diagnosed with prostate cancer don't have the symptoms. They're diagnosed solely on the blood test. So the blood test is the key. If you were to ever wait for symptoms to develop from prostate cancer, you've probably waited too long. It's not at a curable stage. So getting it early is the key and the blood test is key. And we always advise men to start having that chat with their GPs really from about the age of 45 or 50 onwards and to make it a regular check from then on.
Now, they're your areas of expertise, but you're also interested in men's mental health.
Yeah.
So tell me why you are concerned about that, because it would seem to be quite removed from what you do day to day.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's arisen out of, I would argue, I'd say that we do that study I mentioned, IPCOR. So IPCOR has followed men. We started with 2 phases. The first phase was looking at men from 2016 to 2020. And we engaged 6,800 men diagnosed with prostate cancer across Ireland. And a lot of them completed things called PROMs, which are patient-reported outcomes. And the one thing that constantly came up was the negative psychological consequences of prostate cancer diagnosis leading to anxiety, depression, and then the side effects of treatment, as you can imagine, a lot around infertility, urinary leakage problems, and sexual function issues. So a lot of those can have very negative impacts on a man and his partner as well, and the collateral damage within the family. So a lot of patients would report negative consequences of their diagnosis.
And were they telling you that in that study that they were doing anything about it, that they were getting help?
Well, they weren't getting the help they needed. That's really, and one of our questionnaires was focusing on the unmet needs that men have. And a lot of that was around support, information that we need to do better on. And we've done a lot of work on that over the last couple of years. I'd like to say it's improving generally.
I also see that one of the statistics here is that 75% of men don't take their paternity leave, which they are entitled to.
Yeah.
And all of these things have a cumulative effect, don't they?
Absolutely. Because, depending on the household, men play a very key role, the father of the family, the father of children, the husband. So the man's role in the house is really important. And I think that report also brings out that up to 68 or 70% of carers are women in the community. And they're essentially caring very often for their male partners or male members of their family. So when a man is sick, it has a very big effect on the family and on society. So improving men's health from that point of view is a very important and key role.
Which is why it's important to take those breaks when you can, in order to give yourself some
absolutely
respite and a
focus
bit of
on your personal life, life outside work, your family life and your health completely.
So what is the one message then that you would like to deliver when we're coming up to Men's Health Week?
I think it's engaging men in their healthcare. And that needs to start at any age. But as urologists, we see men throughout their whole life. You know, we see men in their teens who might be complaining. We think about testicular cancer. It's the number one cancer in men between the ages of 15 and 40. We look after that cancer. So we start to see young men. As they get older, they start to think about their prostate, maybe in their mid-40s and 50s. We obviously want to engage men in their health. So they need to start thinking about not only their urological health, but at that age, you probably need to get your cholesterol checked. You probably need to think about your cardiac risk. You know about loss of muscle mass and loss of testosterone as we get older. So men need to engage in physical health, exercise, and giving up maybe some of those bad habits that you had in your 20s and 30s when you had a better social life. So a lot of that needs to start to happen as men age, and they need to engage with, and I would say get down to your GP and start talking to them, certainly within your 40s and 50s.
Because some people boast about having never been to the GP, or I haven't been to the GP for 5 years.
Yeah.
That's not what you want. You want a relationship with
the
GP.
If you think about the comparator, I mean, women start to get their periods, they start to think about contraception, they start to engage in maternity care. So women are engaged really from their mid-teens onwards with their GP or with healthcare. Men don't have anything that compares with that. You know, a guy can get through to his 40s and 50s and never have seen a GP or had anything maybe other than the broken ankle. So really, you know, we lack that. And I think that maybe that has something to do with those, you know, preventable cancer deaths that we spoke about earlier. So I think men need to engage in their GPs as soon as they can, as soon as they start thinking about it.
David, thank you very much for coming in. It's good to get in ahead of Men's Health Week so people can start thinking about making those relationships. That's David Galvin.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.